You're listening to www.killradio.org. This is James Maverick, and ordinarily we would have the 13th floor on right now. Thing is, though, is that we have something that's come up, and instead of playing some pre-recorded work that you usually hear whenever we have someone missing, we're going to actually talk to someone from the community. There's something that's been going on in which they face a risk of being displaced from their home, which they own. And I'm going to be speaking to this person's mother. The person affected is Agatha Lang, and Agatha is a veteran who has served our country. She lives in the West Adams area. And let me see. What I'm looking at here is a website entitled westadamsvets.org. And what they're asking for is some help in order to help Agatha to retain her home. So I'm going to be talking to her mother. Her mother's name is Angela. And Angela, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, fantastic. I can hear you just fine. Now, Angela served as a veteran for the U.S. Armed Forces. Is that correct?
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. And did she serve in Desert Storm or?
No, she served in the Air Force in Mountain Home, Idaho, up until she got out just before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad that glad she's out. And you said that she's facing a service disability at this time. Is that correct?
Sir, could you speak a little louder, please?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. She is currently suffering from a service disability. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Is she currently serving? She's currently suffering from a service disability.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she has a home at 1623 West Adams.
1655.
1655 West Adams?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening there?
Well, what is happening, it's been an ongoing problem. She was trying, well, our family was actually trying to turn this into the property, the front house, into a home to serve mostly female veterans who had service-connected disabilities or maybe even some psychological disabilities on the property. However, there was a well-connected group called the Van Buren Restoration, the Van Buren Restoration Association, mm-hmm. who did not want this to did not want this home to go forward. They're a gentrification group, and if you look at the website www.westadamsvets.org, mm-hmm. you will it'll tell you a lot more about it. But anyway, they did not want this because they just didn't want it there. And it's kind of actually very hypocritical. And I spoke to some they just don't want it. And my father had donated a beautiful home on the same street where three of the people who are in charge of what's called the Historical Preservation Association, who are board members, lived. And there's never been a problem with the house that was on their street. It's a beautifully run house. It services 10 men who have 10 former servicemen who did have problems. So it's not like I'm just waking up one day and saying this is what we want to open up. We have been trying very hard, and the city has spent thousands and thousands of dollars to make sure by prosecuting. First, they prosecuted me, mm-hmm. and when I gave the property to a man who happened to also be a white man, this is the reason we know there's not mm-hmm. a problem. Everything stopped. There was no problem for over a year, for 14 months. There was no writing, no notices. Whereas if you mm-hmm. look at the inspector notes, you'll see that they were coming by the house every week and looking to see if there was something that they could find with the property. Now remember,
okay,
the property is fenced.
And your father is Dr. Charles Lang, is that correct?
Yes, he's died. He's deceased.
Okay, and now I'm looking at your website, westadamsvets.org, and
yes.
I see here that Dr. Charles Lang was a Tuskegee Institute educated officer.
Yes.
And he served both in World War II as well as the Korean War.
Yes, he did.
And he received one of the first doctorates at UCLA earned by an African American and became a lifelong educator and activist.
Yes, he did. And he also, by marrying my mother, integrated the chapel at Fort Benning, Georgia. The reason they were married on the 13th of August, as opposed to the 12th, which would have been a Saturday, is because he insisted, as an officer, that he had a right to get married in what they call the main post chapel instead of the colored chapel. And he did it because he was a photographer also. He wanted, the light was better over there. Mm-hmm. And as a retaliation for him getting married in that church, they shipped everybody in the wedding party that night. They came that day to the wedding party as the wedding party was in process, stopped the wedding, and said that nobody in here is going to leave, and they put them on the mm-hmm. train, and then took the boat from Fort Benning, Georgia, and they shipped them, everybody, to Korea. And he was the only man in his company. So, you know, there are three men from his whole company, or battalion, mm-hmm. 300 men who came back from Korea.
I understand. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the Van Buren Association. Van Buren Neighborhood Association, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, how long have they been around?
They've been around for about 14 years.
14 years?
Yes.
And has it been basically to restore the Van Buren house, or?
Yes, they're a preservation group.
Oh, okay.
And they do, and you know, and to their credit, they have done some very good things. I will not, you know, I'm not going to say that they're horrible people mm-hmm. completely, but on this one, they don't want to help people who they, but you know, I'm not, they're not racist, they are classist.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Quick question for you here.
Yes.
What do they have planned for the property?
The city is trying, right, the city has put a receiver on at $400 an hour, and they're trying to run up as many bills, and they were just given permission to get a loan on the property for $100,000 to pay this lawyer who is acting as a receiver, and to tear down the front house, which at this point I believe is already down, is down now, and to pay whatever expenses come up. And they want to fence off the complete property, meaning that, and they have posted a vacate sign on my daughter's door, mm-hmm. Because they said that she wasn't home. Well, you know, if you're out of town, you're kind of not home. So she didn't even know about the fire until a couple of days ago. I didn't have the heart to tell her.
I understand. Why did they put a receiver in charge of the property?
Because this was something that City Attorney Amy Brothers, who has been very, very upset about this, about just us having the house, it was a vindictive move, just something very vindictive to take the property, because once they found out that the white guy who they allowed to live in here was actually a friend of the family's, a friend of my daughter's, that's when what hit the fan. Whereas before, the same inspector who had told me I couldn't live in here saw them, and we have pictures of the city attorney and Inspector Rumpf inside of the house that my daughter occupies, and they were saying, oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. That was in 2004, January. Then all of a sudden, when they found out that she was there, it was, when he finds out, it's like, this place is unlivable. You can't live in this house. It's a carriage house. It's what they call the carriage house, and it's been occupied for a long time. It was occupied, occupied on and off for years.
Okay, now, just a quick, brief overview of what a carriage house is, in case people aren't aren't aware of a carriage house. A carriage house was kind of like an earlier type of garage. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it was a garage, and on top would be a servant's quarters. This house, it was noted in the inspector's notes that this carriage house has a full kitchen and a full bathroom with a beautiful closet tub, incidentally, in mm-hmm. it. And it has hardwood floors, and it's, I think you see a picture of it in the the pictures do not do this little apartment justice. And mm-hmm. it was originally set up, I guess, for the butler, the maintenance, whoever the maintenance man was, and downstairs is a two-car garage.
I see. Now, let me ask this question. The Los Angeles Department of Building and Safety does not wish to be contacted directly. Did they say why not?
That's a good question. I was told I could not contact them directly.
Mm-hmm. Not even.
However, the new owner, when the new person took over, he was allowed all kinds of things, and he was allowed to talk to live here with his friend. Everything.
Okay. And who is this? By this other person, you're referring to the receiver. Is that correct?
The receive which person are you talking about?
The person that is allowed to call the Department of Building and Safety
receiver,
directly.
Yes, the receiver is allowed to call them, of course, yes.
Okay.
We were in court, and the receiver is, the receiver's name is Pasternak, I believe. Mm-hmm. David Pasternak. He was just appointed. He was appointed originally. He was the judge said he was to help bring down the front house, and then when the front house burned down, or burned like over 80%, it's unrepairable. They went into court immediately last week and got them last Thursday and had him to become a receiver of the whole property. They were saying these dumb black people can't take care of a piece of property. And this before the fire, he was just given the front house, and we said, look, we'll tear it down if you want. You know, we don't have a problem. But she still wanted, once she found out the property was not going to be valuable enough, would not bring a million dollars, then it was deemed, well, you know, tear it down. And we said, okay.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask this question. Property is currently in your daughter's name, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And she has paid everything up to date, is that correct? All of the taxes and she has
the taxes are not. We are still in a dispute with the tax assessor. What had happened a long time ago, we had transferred it, and either they lost it or it wasn't the paper that doesn't reassess the tax, and so it was originally found were right and they were wrong. I was trying to negotiate over the last $15,000, and we did a quiet title. Now that that's been completed, we are now, with my father's death, we are now going to be able to pay those taxes once we get the last stuff worked out with the tax collector, because they should be reversing the taxes now within the next within a month or two.
Okay, so you're saying that there's no pending tax issues, will be resolved.
The tax issues will be resolved, yes.
Mm-hmm, okay, and there's no lien on the property at this time.
My mother actually has a small lien, and my sister has a lien. But they're like liens that are very small. It's like maybe about $100,000. Well, actually, it was originally $100,000 or less on a property worth about $500,000.
Okay, so, but nothing that would keep
nothing that would make it be foreclosed on or anything like that. And of course, except for the assessor. I don't mean assessor. Who is the guy? The receiver who has just been given permission to borrow $100,000 on this property. That he's been given the permission overnight to just borrow the money against this property.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to pay it back in 60 days.
I see. Okay. Now, is there a contact at the Department of Building and Safety?
The person who has posted this property posted and said that it's somebody who is a Marshall Rump, and I would actually have to run downstairs and get that number. He's the one who actually posted it.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to do, as soon as we're done here, I'd like to get some more information so that we may follow up on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, your daughter. Has some plan. Your daughter Agatha has some plans for the property. Is that right?
Yes, she did.
What type of plans does she have?
Her plans were to use the home as a home to help recovering females, or just females who had women and children. It was supposed to, before this building burned, that's what it was supposed to be used as a home to help recovering women and children.
And
mostly veteran women. However, since a lot of females who have husbands or boyfriends or significant others in the military, a lot of them also have had what they call secondary post-traumatic stress problems. But we had expanded it to help to say that we wanted to help them, to try to help them also, because right now we're just helping the males.
Now, in talking to you earlier, I understand, as you said, that post-traumatic stress syndrome was not the only problem that faced women in the military. Could you explain some of the other things that also women were subject to while they were in the military?
Yes, a lot of women have been victims of sexual assault by our own guys, because a lot of these kids are young, there's alcohol involved, there's been, quote, gang, small gang, I don't want to use the word small, but there have been gang rapes, there have been sexual assaults, and right now over in Iraq, there are a lot of women, they've tried to keep it quiet, but see, I volunteer with veterans, so I've heard a lot of the things that are quietly going on that don't make the news, because if one of our soldiers rapes another co-soldier, then it's not going to hit the news. However, if an Iraqi, of course, did it, then it would be blown up all over the paper.
Right.
But there are a lot of women who are coming back with sexual assault, who have been sexually assaulted or emotionally assaulted. There have been, there are a lot of things that just aren't going to make the news. And women, and especially with things like this that go on, people just, the military keeps a lot of things quiet.
And Agatha's looking for a home for them, right?
She's trying, well, they just burned this one down, mm-hmm. Someone burned it down. That's what I'm going to, I mean, okay, I can't prove it, there's conjectures, but, we're at this point, if we would like to, well, we're pretty disgusted, but right about mm-hmm. now, we would like to speak to the mayor, speak to somebody who could, because we're willing to donate the use of the property to use. I mean, we've been trying to donate the use of the property. I even told this district attorney, I said, look, why don't you all let us, if you all want it, let us, donate it, then you all use it to help women and children. She says, well, the city has enough property already. We don't need any more property, but don't worry, when we sell your property, and I have this on tape, incidentally, mm-hmm. When we sell the property, then I'm sure there'll be nice little children playing here. Well, what there'll be will be nice little, and it's nothing against white children, but it'll be nice little upper-class white children who can afford to fix the place, to buy the place for probably for about $500,000, and then turn around and put another $500,000 into restoring the building. Well, they would have, but there's not a building now.
Okay. Now, you said that it burned down. Do you know how it burned down by any chance?
No, I don't. I'm still waiting to see what the report is.
And you had mentioned gentrification before. So your main concern is that what? What do you think that the gentrification will do that would be?
Well, I don't have a problem with other people engaging in gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. It's supposed to be a free country. However, at this point, essentially, they have taken my daughter's property away. They have taken the property away. They have not allowed her, they wouldn't even allow her a bid that came in much lower than the bid of the person who's going to be coming out tomorrow to tear it down. They wouldn't even allow us to take a bid that was like about $15,000 to $17,000 lower. They're trying, my concern is that they're going to be able to put so many bills and so many charges against this property, and as I said, right now they've just put a vacate order on her front door so that she can't, even saying that she has less than 10 days to get all of her things out of this building, otherwise they will assess $20,000 for one violation and another $15,000 for something else, and tear down a perfectly good back house in a city where we're talking about no housing.
I see. Now, basically what they want to do is just put a blizzard of mounting bills on top of everything.
That's a beautiful way of putting it, yes.
Yeah. Now, if I'm correct, your councilman in that area is Bernard Parks, is that correct?
No, you're not correct. I thought that also. Our mm-hmm. councilman actually is Ed Reyes.
Oh, okay.
And I went to Ed Reyes and asked them also, I said, is there a possible way of giving us an order to demolish? He was all nice. I didn't speak to him. I spoke to one of the men in his office, and
mm-hmm.
he said they were very nice, and they said, we'll look into it, we'll do everything, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, they were sending a person out. They were sending one of their workers out to come to the property. And then the next day, they said, we spoke to the district, the city attorney, and we can't. We're not going to walk on the property. We decided not to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have been so slandered. Just the DA, the city attorney, is very good at slandering us. And when you have somebody who has ascribed credibility, it's very hard to fight someone with ascribed credibility.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's almost like Monica. We're Monica without the blue stained dress.
Oh my goodness, that's heavy. That's a dire situation. Yes, definitely.
Well, that is, because if mm-hmm. she hadn't had that dress, everyone, including myself, would have thought she was a nutcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally understand, and I know exactly where you're coming from right now.
And
okay.
That's who mm-hmm. we are. She is, I guess I should call her Monica without the blue dress.
Okay. You're listening to www.killradio.org. My name is James Maverick. You're listening to Ms. Agatha Lang. Her daughter, Angela, has a house at 1655 West Adams Boulevard. It stands to be taken from her. Please give us a call, or if you like, please send us an email to killradiodj@killradio.org. And if you could, please let us know if there are any legal avenues that she can take, if there are any of you who may be lawyers on property or receivership, which Agatha and Angela seem to be on the short end of the stick on. If you know anybody who can help out there, please feel free to send us an email, and we'll certainly send that information onto Angela and Agatha. Also, if you'd like more information on what's going on right now, I direct you to the website www.westadamsvets. That's WESTADAMS, V as in Victor, ETS. .org. Agatha, I'd like to say thank you.
Angela.
Angela, I'd like to thank you for being with me. And I want you to stay on the phone for a little bit longer. Okay.
And I ask for your prayers. I would like people just pray. Please pray for us, because we really are good people, and we need your prayers. We really need prayers and help from above.
We're going to do what we can to help you out, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure thing. You're listening to www.killradio.org.